Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As the summer approaches, it is pretty close by. It is time to just get out and explore the great outdoors. The weather is great. California is home to a variety of different landscapes to enjoy, along with the most national parks in the country and more than 100 state parks at that. But accessing those public spaces, it's not always easy, especially for people living in cities or those who have faced historic barriers. Over the past couple of years, one organization has been trying to change that. In 2023, California's first Black-led conservancy group, the 40 Acre Conservation League, acquired over 600 acres of open space in Placer County near Immigrant Gap called the Tahoe Forest Gateway. Their goal, to lower barriers and make access to the outdoors more equitable, especially for people of color. Since getting the land, they have been very hard at work getting the land ready for recreational use. Jade Stevens is the executive director and the co-founder of the 40 Acre Conservation League and joins us now with an update. Welcome back.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So time flies because the last time you joined us was in November of 2023.
That's
right. A year and a half ago. But for people who aren't familiar with your organization, tell us about the 40 Acre Conservation League.
Yeah, so the 40 Acre Conservation League is California's first Black-led land conservancy. And through our conservation and restoration efforts, we're really focused on building stronger human connections so that we can build community support to protect it.
What makes it unique within conservation spaces?
I think what makes the 40 Acre Conservation League so unique is that we see the idea and goal of protecting biodiversity as important and just as important as increasing public access so that everyone can enjoy the outdoors. The way that we go about acquiring land, managing land, is really keeping in the back of our mind, how can we make sure everybody has an opportunity to experience this?
So you first acquired this property in Placer County along I-80 mm-hmm. back in 2023. What kind of work have you been doing in the year and a half since?
So much. So we're proud to have we manage property in Immigrant Gap that is roughly 650 acres. It's beautiful, primarily forest land, has a lake of 30 acres and miles of trails to explore. And so we spent really the last year and a half doing a lot of forest restoration efforts. If you're familiar with the area, you know that this area has a very high risk for wildfire. And so our goal has been always to restore the health of that area. But also, I'm just excited to mention that as we work on restoring the land, we're making plans to bring more recreation opportunities to the space. So that looks like hiking, hanging out at the lake that I mentioned, trails, camping, and so many opportunities to learn more about nature.
Has there been any recreating at this point, or is it just strictly a lot of work of restoration?
So we've been doing a lot of restoration work. For those of you that had an opportunity to go on a tour with us, if you saw it recently, you can barely recognize it. We've done a lot of fuel reductions because in the area, there was a lot of overgrowth when we first acquired it. And so as you enter the space, you wouldn't have been able to even see through the trees to see the lake. When you come now to the space, it's a straight view to the beautiful lake and a view of the rest of the property. And so outside of doing a lot of the restoration work, we've done some public tours to allow people to see what we have now. But there's still more underway for more recreation opportunities.
I would imagine there's been some curveballs and this has been a learning experience. Which ones kind of bubble up to the top for you?
Yeah. So, you know, as we've been learning about managing the land and talking about, again, removing some of the overgrowth and vegetation, you know, one thing that we've learned is how quickly things grow back, right? So we have been responsible for clearing out, you know, almost 100% of that 650 acres. And as we move through, you know, each square foot, each step, we like to say we checked the box and cleared this area. But within a few months, we're seeing things come back. And so, I mean, that's an obvious thing. But as we're planning out, you know, how we manage the land and how we work with funding and our partners, not only is it important to start the work, but how can we maintain it so that we can keep the work that we're doing well and continue moving forward with the work.
What has the response been like from the community?
I mean, our neighbors are so excited to see what we've been doing. I think the number one thing that we've heard from our neighbors is the need for more recreation opportunities. Our neighbor is the Tahoe National Forest. And if you drive through the area, we're really on the way to Lake Tahoe for a lot of people who are making summer plans or even winter plans. But, you know, in the area outside of that, there's just so much to explore, but not really any designated areas for people to recreate. And so our neighbors are just as excited to see how we have been working with the land, evolving it, and looking forward to, you know, this idea of it being a demonstration forest and park for them to hang out at.
When do you think you will be open to the public for recreating?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question that we always get asked. And, you know, we think about it in phases, right? I've talked a lot about the restoration work, and that's really what our primary goal is, right? How can we make sure that we are not only clearing the land, but do it in a way that is sustainable and is protecting that habitat that we have acquired. And so this phase has been a learning process and continues to grow the more that we learned about the land. And so once that is complete, we do see ourselves moving into the next phase of recreation. And so we are humbly and, you know, with the support of our partners and fundraising, you know, we're looking at the next 2 to 3 years of being able to actually show something that people can look forward to as far as recreating. So potentially a nature center, being able to hang out at the lake, and even lodging options. And so a lot of that is tied to what we're able to do now for restoration, and of course, funding partners to help us see it through.
Yeah, when it comes to those partnerships, I mean, the reason why you're here today with us, you are also at the state capitol for Black Conservation Week. What is that? And kind of give us a little bit of a front row seat to the conversations you're having with lawmakers.
Yeah, so we actually started it 2 years ago, Black Conservation Week. And for us, we see it as a celebration, a call to action, and really a moment of reflection to uplift the voices, Black voices that are in conservation. And so this is an opportunity to highlight not only those that are appreciative and I'd say, you know, recreators that are outside, but also reminding them that we're here not just as guests, but as people who are stewards and leaders and decision makers. And so we are here to offer our perspective as our friends in the legislature are thinking about ways that they can be allies and supportive of policies that support conservation and access.
Have those conversations been successful this week?
Yeah, we were recognized by Assemblymember Corey Jackson yesterday for Black Conservation Week. And a few of our other legislators have really been our allies in the Capitol to just talk more about how land access, conservation is also something that has been a part of our history when we're talking about social justice and really civil rights. And so we've had continuous conversations with them, Secretary of State, members in there, and, you know, other partners have been really open to hearing what we have to say. And we just hope that they'll continue to think about us as they're making decisions and looking at what this upcoming year looks like. What more can they do to support us?
And I imagine that this week, it's not a coincidence that it also coincides with Juneteenth.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when we think about Juneteenth and what it means in terms of freedom, you know, land, the promises that were made to us when it came to what freedom is, it definitely is connected to that idea. And so we want people to remember that the environment, enjoying the outdoors, nature has always been a part of our history. And when we think about what freedom means, we think that land access, land ownership should always be a part of that conversation.
We've talked about barriers to the outdoors, which are public spaces, from national parks to state parks. I mean, accessing these natural spaces can cost a lot of money. We've had the state parks director on about there's not really a lot of state parks in the Central Valley, for example. We had a company on who makes dehydrated food, like hiking food, with a Latino focus, because historically, you know, there wasn't as much culturally relevant hiking food. Mm-hmm. And so there has been this shift and ongoing conversations. Have you been seeing those changes firsthand?
I mean, yeah, I think it's an ongoing slow process. But, you know, from what we've seen, either through anecdotal or actual surveys that we've carried out, the number one thing that at least our communities are saying is the reason why they see a challenge or barrier from enjoying the outside is the need to feel safe and the need to feel welcome. And so what that looks like could be seeing someone that looks like you, not only owning it, but doing some of the activities that you've been interested in. That looks like being able to meet people where they are when it comes to being safe, when it comes to preparing to camp, like all of these not so common skills that you need to know to be safe outdoors, how to identify different plant species, looking at different animals, needing a power outlet when you're camping. Like these things seem to be so small and trivial, but those are some of the real challenges and barriers that exist with getting people outdoors. And so we're excited to have partners that we actually brought with us to the state capitol yesterday who are doing that work to make people feel seen and welcome when it comes to the outdoors.
Of course, this is still the first property. You're working hard on this first property. Do you have eyes or aspirations to pick up more land in the future?
Absolutely. I am happy to share that we were recently awarded funding to acquire an additional 26 acres by the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, and that is right next door to the property that we currently have in Immigrant Gap. So we're expanding our management in that area, but our eyes are statewide. We very much love the outdoors. We love protecting land and the resources that are all there and bringing people along the way to learn more about it. So we're not stopping here. We want to continue to support the state's 30 by 30 initiatives to protect our land and waterways.
Jade, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing a progress update.
Thank you for having me.
It's a lot of hard work. Jade Stevens is the executive director and the co-founder of the 40 Acre Conservation League. That is California's first Black-led conservation group. And we've been talking about their work to restore over 600 acres of open space in Placer County near Immigrant Gap off I-80 called the Tahoe Forest Gateway. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests, the organizations, and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can reach out to us and send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.